You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
And welcome in MLB.com Extras, the Milwaukee Brewers edition. I'm Dave Raymond with Adam McAlvey. And Adam, it looks like the Brewers finally figured it out. Take the anchors to the offense, take the big fellas, and just give them a day off. It worked on Sunday.
Yeah, you know what? That always happens, Dave. It's so weird. For whatever reason, the manager is forced to post what is a, you know, looks on paper like a diminished lineup. Guys are banged up, whatever the case. And the Brewers, it was, you know, they already had three starting position guys on the DL. Then Aramis Ramirez and Ryan Braun, according to Ron Reneke, both went to the manager and said they needed the day off. So really, you've got five of the eight opening day position players out. And you think they're going to get no hits by Lance Lynn. And they instead score six runs, which is, you know, doesn't sound like much, but it matches the second most they've scored all year. And they had six extra base hits, which matched the most they'd had all season. So every time you try to figure this game out and try to figure out what's going on, you know, so far with this Brewers offense, it just makes, you know, it makes your brain bleed out of your ears.
You know, that's what I like about baseball, though. I love the Sunday lineups. I know most people sort of hate them, but I kind of like them because, A, you know, gives some guys a chance to get a few at-bats. Who might not otherwise be getting those. And I just think it's almost like a pressureless situation. And, you know, maybe if a team's pressing, and Lord knows the Brewers have been pressing some, it just takes some of the pressure off and guys can relax, and who knows what comes out of it.
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't know. The encouraging thing for the Brewers was that it was some of their core guys who got it done. I mean, Adam Lynn, for example, hits a monster home run. He's been one of those guys immune to what's going on with the rest of the team. He's been exactly what Doug Melvin hoped he was going to get when he picked him up. He's hit for some power. He's had these exceptionally professional at-bats. I mean, he's been steady, and that's what they wanted. The other guy was Gerardo Parr. I mean, I myself made a big deal yesterday. They go into to a day with a three-hole hitter with a 424 OPS. I mean, that's just sort of ridiculous for this deep into a season. And he goes out and he gets a couple extra base hits. He drives in a run. He scores a run. You know, he was important to what happened in that victory. So I think that is encouraging for the Brewers. It's that it wasn't, you know, the quote-unquote Sunday guys, although they had big days too, but it was some of the core players contributed. That's what they need. They need some of these everyday type guys to gain a little bit of a foothold. And once that starts to happen, maybe some of the pressure comes off of the likes of Ryan Braun, Aramis Ramirez, who are struggling so bad and trying so hard to be the ones who dig this team out of what's happened so far.
Yeah, you know, you bring up Adam Lynn and what he has done. And I know you talked to Mark Adonacio, Brewers owner, last week. And some of the questions you guys discussed, you know, the future of Ron Reneke, of Doug Melvin, but Lynn is that guy who's staying in a lot of jobs right now, it seems to me.
Yeah, he's been really good. You know, they wanted a lefty bat in the lineup. They wanted a guy who can work some counts in what is otherwise a very streaky, aggressive offense, and he's been exactly as advertised. It's just a matter, it appears, of keeping him on the field. He's got the back issues ongoing over the last bunch of years. So far, they've done a good job of keeping him healthy, and it's, you know, the longer they can do that, the better. It's on some of these other players now. So Ryan Braun, you know, he said he was swinging terribly. He admits that he's just not been good, fighting some of the bad habits that he developed with that thumb injury in the last 2 years. Ramirez looks like he, you know, aged 10 years, frankly, over the offseason. He's going to get better as things go on. And then I guess the light at the end of the tunnel here for this team is that they got four quality starts in a row during this past homestand. That's good. They had two quality starts in their first 14 games. And now they're getting close to having Carlos Gomez back, hopefully by the end of the week, from a hamstring injury. And then there's second baseman Scooter Gennett back from a fluky shower-related injury where he has a cut on the top of his hand. But he's also getting close. So, you know, in a week from now, they'll look a little bit more, theoretically, like the team they thought they'd have. And, you know, that at least gives you, it positions you a little bit better to break out of some of this early season slumping that they've been doing.
Well, and you lead the league in great podcasts right now because you use the line shower-related injury. And I think anytime those words are uttered together in that order, you win. It is crazy what's going on. What about Jonathan Lucroy? Is any update on how this big toe thing is going to work out with the timetable?
Well, the timetable is going to be 4 to 6 weeks. It's a bad break, the way it's fractured, and it's going to take time to heal, and they have to let it heal, the doctors are saying, in order before they can bring him back. Sometimes if it's a hairline thing, a guy can just, you know, once he tolerates the pain, he gets back in there. This is not that type of injury. But it is interesting that he's going on the road with the team. I asked him about that yesterday. Usually a guy with that sort of long timetable, they'll leave him home because basically the training staff is focused on other players. But Lucroy is important enough to what the pitching staff does and important enough just to, you know, what the team does, that they want him to remain with them and be involved. I think it speaks pretty loudly about his stature in the organization. So he's on the road. He's going to be in the pitching meetings. He's going to be in the dugout and help out where he can. And he's dying, you know. The team is struggling as bad as it has in the history of the franchise. He is a winning-type player, and this is absolutely killing him. So at least he gets to be there and kind of, you know, help where he feels like he can.
Well, we talk about the offense trying to get better and you know, maybe get something started. I know they start this week in Cincinnati. That's usually a good place for an offense to get going. At the same time, Jimmy Nelson has been maybe the bright, shining beacon of light for this franchise so far this year. He's pitched awfully well. This may be one of those tests. Although Cincinnati's struggling, never a great place to pitch, I don't think.
No, but bear in mind that the Brewers don't play in a great place to pitch either at Miller Park.
That's true.
And, you know, Nelson has had some good starts this season at home as well. So it's he definitely qualifies as a bright spot. And it's another example of, you know, can't predict ball, because in spring training he was not very good. Yeah, he was working on a new curveball. Yeah, spring training stats are extremely misleading. But, you know, he had a minor league game where he gave up 10 runs. He just did not find any sort of rhythm in the spring. He gets to the regular season. The rest of the team goes completely south. And Jimmy Nelson, you know, surges forward. It is just such an unpredictable game, and it's a very big deal for this Brewers team because he's been by far their best starter. And now, you know, there were some signs of life from the likes of Kyle Loesch, Matt Garza, Willie Peralta. If those three can elevate their games to where they're supposed to be and Jimmy Nelson continues, you know, now you can sort of see a chance to you know, win a couple of games. They get to win back-to-back games as we're speaking today. So, you know, step one is get a little winning streak, and they need a big winning streak because soon enough it's going to get to decision time for the powers that be with this organization. They have a number of free agents to be. They have Carlos Gomez with 2 years to go before free agency and a gigantic payday that is going to totally price out the Brewers if we're talking realistically. There is a high probability here, barring some sort of crazy hot streak, for a pretty big sell-off as this team goes towards the end of July.
Yeah, making this stretch really critical. You know, Cincinnati hasn't been playing well. They've got three there, been three day games in Chicago, but then 10 at home. So this might be the moment of truth these first couple of weeks in May. Great stuff, as always, Adam. Always appreciate the time. We'll do it again next week.
All right. Thanks, Dave.
All right, Adam McAlvey, MLB.com Extras, the Milwaukee Brewers edition.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.